play A Few Good Men, first produced in 1989, raised questions of military honor and the nature of command that continue to resonate today. Its setting, Guantanamo Bay, is designed to make us think about the gray areas in which armed forces operate, areas where most of us might prefer to look the other way. It's a new production at Maui On Stage. Rick Scheidemann is the director, and he's on the line.
Aloha, Chris.
Hey, thanks for talking with us.
You know, my pleasure indeed.
There's a lot of sort of ethical ambiguity in this whole storyline, isn't there?
There really is. I think at first, and even our audiences sometimes, are rooting for the downfall of Colonel Jessup. But I think that upon reflection, you really do see that there are ambiguities. It's not quite as clear-cut as the good guys and the bad guys.
Well, you know, at the center of the action, for those who haven't seen, you know, the play or the movie, is a hazing incident of a trooper that's not keeping up with the rest, right?
Right, exactly, yeah. And it was a common practice, and usually never led to anything more than a short haircut or a bruise on the arm or something like that. But in this case, he was killed accidentally.
Mm-hmm. And yet, they were the perpetrators were acting under the kind of implicit order. Is that an accurate description?
Oh yes, and I think too. I mean, in a sense, the play leaves it a little bit ambiguous in that we have the lieutenant of the four squads instructing his squad leaders not to give a code red.
Mm-hmm.
But the last of those, Dawson, he just comes up to the lieutenant and says, "Sir," and then it's a blackout. So mm-hmm. we get the implication that he was ordered to, but we don't actually hear it.
Well, and one of the things that the play sort of leaves ambiguous is the distinction between an order and an order that's kind of given with a nod and a wink, as in, we really do want you to do this, right?
Right, yeah, I think so. And then, you know, the defense attorney, Kathy, talks about, was this a real order? Was it like taking a hill? Was it like, you know, defending a post? Or was this something that someone could make a conscious decision about, decision about?
And in the, you know, the military, the uniform code of military justice is a different animal than regular civilian justice, isn't it?
Yes, it is. You know, as far as I've investigated, it certainly is. But I don't know that means it's better or worse. I think there are different protocols for different reasons. And again, I'm not sure one is that civil is particularly more just or less just.
Well, but, you know, the military code of justice is all about an environment in which if you're ordered to take a hill, that's what you do.
Yeah, precisely.
You don't discuss it. You don't weigh the moral implications.
Right. And that's, again, what kind of goes on here. I mean, these two young Marines were volunteers, and they were exonerated on two of those charges, but on the conduct not befitting a Marine, they were found guilty and were dishonorably discharged.
Yeah, Rick, I'm getting some wind noise off your phone. Just
okay, well, I'll just turn around here and see if I can do better.
Yeah, just sort of make a little windshield for yourself, if you will. But you know, the whole... you don't want the defendant in the criminal case that's at the center of this play. You don't want him to just be a cardboard villain, do you?
No, not at all. And I think we've tried in this production to kind of bring that out. One of the difficulties, and perhaps you were going to go on to this, but in staging a play that is so familiar to many people. In terms of the film and defining roles in the film with Jack Nicholson and Demi Moore and Tom Cruise, I really wanted to go as much as possible a different direction with that, without dishonoring the play.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think we have some characters that really portray something a bit different than what you see in a very good movie, but hopefully our audiences are given a little slightly different perspective.
Well, in the movie, just to use that as an analogy, the defense attorney, the Tom Cruise character, is kind of a cocky kid. He's not particularly military with a capital M, is he?
No, he's not. And our fellow isn't either. There is a, you know, Sorkin wrote both the script for the play and for the movie. In fact, he wrote the script for the movie for the play first, but then the movie was produced first. But he did the script for that as well. Mm-hmm. And this actually has a lot more humor, I think. And he's pretty cocky in this one, too.
Well, so because there is, yeah, because he's a smart aleck, right?
He is a smart aleck, but he's a very bright smart aleck, and he has a pedigree with his parents and so forth that is pretty strong.
With regard to, what's the name of the defendant, Colonel Jessup? Is that the Jack Nicholson character from the movie?
Yeah, I mean, he's one of the witnesses. He's the one that we find out in the end that actually ordered the code red.
That's right, yeah.
But
he's, you get this idea from that, the way that character is written, that he's not the kind of guy you'd want to have at a civilian dinner party, but he might be a, right? He might be a good combat leader. And
right. Yeah, but I think like any, whatever good writing, whether it's a novel or a play or whatever, there's a complexity, and one of the things that Bob Wills brings to it, the actor that plays Jessup, and we've worked on this for several weeks in various ways, is that he has a humorous side, and he at points sounds compassionate, so that there's a complexity there, and he's not just a guy that you love to hate.
Yeah.
Until we get to the end part of it, but we want that complexity in there.
Yeah, I think that's really essential in drama, because a reminder that, it's very easy, if somebody is a cardboard villain, it's very easy to distance yourself and say, well, I would never be like that, right?
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. It really is. And then we don't get much out of it. But if we see ourselves in some ways in it, then we have that, that cathartic experience that Aristotle talked about.
Is this kind of at the heart of drama, the feeling that even with a wrongdoer, an evildoer, that it could be you?
Well, I think it is. I mean, it certainly has been the heart of tragedy. You think of characters who are like us in many ways, but have a fatal flaw that, mm-hmm. That fatal flaw that we kind of can go, oh, well, I've thought that too, or I've wanted to do that, or whatever it is. And I think if there's not that, and as I mentioned before, the complexity, then, yeah, we can kind of dismiss it as it's not really relevant to me. It might be entertaining or whatever, but it really isn't relevant. And I think in terms of straight drama, I think that's really what we're after. And I think what Sorkin does such a great job with is that there's all this humor in there, and yet there's all this seriousness. So not only are the characters complex, the script is complex, and it gives us relief, and then it gives us tension, it gives us relief, and then it gives us tension. So I think it's a very well done, very well done.
Well, thanks very much for talking with us, Rick. It really sounds like a really good production. Appreciate you talking with us. Rick Scheidemann is the director of the Maui On Stage production of A Few Good Men, which runs weekends until May 14th at the Iao Theater in Wailuku, Maui.